Hey guys, welcome back to the Love in Dubai show. It is Monday morning and it is wedding fever. We talked about the big Ambani wedding in India and also locally Brent Black and Eve tie the knot in a stunning Palm Jumeirah wedding. We also talked about Dubai petrol stations.
And so if you are not subscribed to the Love in Dubai show podcast, don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from. Enjoy the show.
Good morning, Dubai. Welcome back to the Love in Dubai show, where we go through the top trending stories that everyone across the country is talking about. Happy Monday. We are so excited to start our week with you. Our top story today, Dubai petrol stations will be renamed after big, wealthy brands.
As well, the local celeb wedding that took Dubai by storm.
We're also looking a bit internationally this morning because UAE leaders attend Asia's richest family pre-wedding bash.
A lot of weddings. So as well, we have Dubai's rapid response and 8 minute emergency aid, which is amazing.
Shout out Dubai and its heroes. It is also day 152 since the genocide began in Gaza. According to the Palestinian Ministry of Health in the Gaza Strip, the death toll has now risen to over 30,410, while 71,700 have been injured and more than 1.9 million people have been displaced from their homes. Our thoughts and prayers are with the people of Gaza. Good morning to everyone tuning in on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and of course our podcast listeners. We appreciate you all. We also see your comments coming through before, during, and after the show, so keep them coming.
Well, good morning to you, Casey.
Good morning to
Happy
you,
weekend.
Farah.
Happy. How was the weekend?
It was good. I can't. Coming in today, I looked at my calendar, and the fact that it's March, is it March 4th?
Yeah.
It's just blown me away. I'm like, what has actually happened?
I don't even want to think about this because January began, and it took so long to end.
Longest month that ever lived, yeah.
And now we are in March, and I'm just thinking, like, oh my God, how, like, the transition, because, you know, like, at the beginning, it took so long, like, January was so long. And then February was fine, it was, like, a short month, and now it's, like, March, and now Ramadan is coming, and I'm just there, like, whoa, guys, I am mind blown by this.
The holy month of Ramadan begins next week, mm-hmm. And then it's summer, and then it's the new year.
Oh my God, I don't even want to think about that. I am freaking out. I really am. I mean, I'm just thinking, like, oh my God, like, because I think about it in this way, like, fine, like, January's done, February was short, now there's like March, April, May, June. We're going to be in the middle of the year very soon without even knowing it.
But let's enjoy this time of year for what it is. It's time for celebration. There's so much going on. What a weekend we had in Dubai this weekend. There was Gulf Games down in Abu Dhabi, Saturday at nights. We saw Tom Jones on stage, John Legend on stage. We saw His Highness at Gulf Games watching the Dubai government as they went through. And I was just thinking, imagine if you were on the Dubai government team and you had kind of like the Crown Prince of Dubai watching you. You just... The pressure, the immense pressure.
I mean, just imagine if someone makes a mistake. I just can't, because, you know, like, we're human. We make mistakes all the time. But I'm just, like, thinking, like, fine, you know, but if the Dubai government, like, just, like, catches a mistake, how would they react?
Yeah.
What is the reaction, you know what I mean? I would be, like, embarrassed. I would want to disappear good.
But
I would
they're
never.
Top level. So they like the years I've been down at Gulf Games, they've always come in the top three.
Yes.
Luckily, the weather stayed good because, unfortunately, we've got another week of unstable weather ahead of us. Check out Love in Dubai. Post just went live talking about what we can expect this week. We're going to have, it's kicking off today, tomorrow, a lull midweek, and then later on into the weekend, bit of rain. Bit of dust, bit of sand. I didn't wash my car last week. I'm not going to wash it this week.
I mean, at this point, I don't even know what the weather is. Because, like, I wake up and I have noticed that the days are longer than the nights, right? Which is technically like a summer thing. And because I don't know. And it's cold in the morning, cold at night, but really hot midday. So I'm just kind of like confused, like, fine, what am I going to be wearing?
Yeah.
What I don't even know, like, at this point, you know? And of course, like, as, and I think everyone who is, let's say, who lived in Dubai for so long, probably does not have enough winter clothes.
Yeah.
Really.
True.
I don't, because in my head, I'm like, fine.
He's got the shoes for this weather.
Literally. At this point, you know what? Actually, because whenever I go shopping, I'm like, fine, you know, if I'm going to get the sweater, am I going to be wearing it? I'm not going to be wearing it for so long. You know, so I'm not going to buy it. I'd rather buy summer clothes because Dubai is about summer. And
but this winter's previous long, because I feel like the winter is most certainly wintering, which is generally music to the ears of people who live here, right?
That is
because
true.
People seem to enjoy the winter. I don't know.
100%. I mean,
what
of course,
side of the bed they woke up on to want the winter. Like you said yourself, like people going to beach clubs. Mm-hmm. You were at a beach club on Friday, right?
Yes.
And by the time 5 p.m. comes, it's not sunny anymore. And those are not the videos that you see on Instagram. You just see the sunniness. But as soon as the sun goes behind the clouds, it gets chilly. Everyone's feeling
that
it.
Is true.
But no one shows the videos of, like, if I'm at a beach club, I'm wrapped in a towel at that point because it's so chilly.
Everyone,
it's not a vibe.
Everyone wearing like bikinis, shorts, and so on. And of course, like I was in a dress, and it was hot. But then towards like you know like as the sun came down, I was like it was cold. I was like, oh my god, is there a blanket? I would want a blanket. And I was thinking, I'm cold. So I was wondering how the you know, like women in bikinis and shorts and the men, how are they feeling? And they're still in water. And just like
I think if they're like partying.
Yeah.
If they're in that mood.
That's
if they're,
true.
You know.
Yeah. That is true.
If they're in a vibe, they're having a bit of a dad's.
That
they're
is
keeping
true.
Themselves warm.
That is true. But I have theory. But I have a theory that, you know what, it's like if they are American or British or like they just come from like, you know, like the UK, the, you know, like as whole, like Ireland, like you. Or, you know, like American or let's say like from like other countries, for sure they're used to the cold. You know what I mean?
Hate the cold. I come from Ireland, absolutely hate it.
But you guys are
allergic. I'm sitting here like I'm wearing tights and shoes. Anyway, it's 8:37. We digress. Are you managing the cold? Let's jump into our top story. A great talker that went live this weekend. We would love your opinions and thoughts on this. Some Dubai petrol stations will be renamed after brands. So this came from Emirat, and they're going to use businesses as a form of advertisement, a scheme that may sound familiar to residents, as we've seen with RTA, the Dubai Metro was once taken over, so you can pay for station names there. So this move was announced by Emirat. They own 108 service stations in Dubai and the Northern Emirates.
Now, Emirat launched a first-of-its-kind project in the UAE and globally on Saturday. Project Landmark will allow businesses to have naming rights at stations as a form of advertisement. So technically, if you have millions of dirhams advertising spent for your company, you could rename one of their petrol stations.
So, for example, there's an Emirat on Sheikh Zayed Road. You could go into them and say, here, I've got this amount of cash. Can you rename it? For example, let's say, for example, Love in Dubai. Someone said, here's a couple of million dirhams.
Name it Love in Dubai.
You could name it Love in Dubai if you could. So that's, and then the question is, what are your thoughts on it, right? So rather than having 108 Emirat petrol stations, you might be looking for the UNAS petrol station or the McDonald's petrol station.
That's true. I mean, it's a very smart technique because, like, as you said, like, you know, they're all named similar in a way. All of the petrol stations are not named in a similar way. So technically, like, if you're like on Google Maps, you know, like, you're gonna be like, oh yeah, Emirat, they're just gonna send you to like millions. But a petrol station is a petrol station. I think like the name is not gonna matter. It's much of like I think a business deal, or like, you know, like a company would want to mark its name in the country in a way. So technically, they would want to pay that much sum of money. It's like advertising, business, marketing. I think it's all related, all in one. It's smart, but it's like the same. Like I wouldn't care if I would.
People care.
Really?
People in the comments
care.
I agree with you. I think it's such a smart move by the petrol stations. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are saying, look, why are they not called by the geographical names? But at the end of the day, they're not called by the It's
that
not like
true.
The Sheikh Zayed Road Emirat station or the Production City Emirat. They are all called Emirat. So actually, and I don't know about you, but I don't have a specific petrol station that I go to. I like a couple wherever I'm near. But actually, if it was named a certain brand, I might find it easier to be able to identify it. Now, if there's loads around, for example, if that was a brand I could identify, if that was, I don't know, what brands do I know? Tires?
I mean,
Aviator? Then I might be like, okay, that's the Aviator petrol station. I might be easier. As long as they have longevity to it. I feel like if it changes every year, it might become a little bit confusing if there's so many brands everywhere. But if there's longevity, I think it's not so bad.
I mean, it might be relevant if, let's say, you're talking to your friend on the phone, like, hey, I am at this petrol station, so she would be able to recognize where you are. But as in terms of, like, going and filling up your car, you know, with gas, I don't think it would be very relevant as the prices would still be the same. You know what I mean? In that sense of like, I think so. But of course, you know, like the comments are hilarious. Like someone's like, oh, they're going to be named them Oman Chips Petrol Station.
Genius!
You guys.
If there's an Oman Chips Petrol Station, we're going to know exactly where it is.
Exactly. See,
no one's going to forget that.
No one's
a bit wishy-washy.
I mean, of course, like for example, like when I'm with my friends and I'm driving the car, it's like I call her like, hey, her name is X. I'm at this station. She goes like, which one? Is it the one here or there? And it's like kind of like confusing. But to you as an individual, is it going to make a difference?
But I think to your point about costs, in other countries, different petrol stations have different costs. Mm-hmm. So therefore, sometimes you have a specific petrol station that you always go to because you know it's cheaper or like the more expensive one in the middle of town. We don't have that here. Mm-hmm. It's all regulated across the same brand. So every Emirat will be the same. So therefore, this isn't that big of a, it won't be that big of a change. Although I do need to ask, someone in comments, so maybe you'll know this, someone in comments said, we already gave the petrol station near Burj Al Arab a nickname many years ago, if you know, you know. I don't know.
Oh, I mean.
Do you know?
I don't, when was that? I mean, I'm born here. What's the name? Did he say anything? I mean, technically, we don't say that. If, like, for example, my friends and I go like, oh, yeah, we are at the petrol station that is, like, in downtown next to this. That's how we direct each other.
But I think this is a cheeky one.
It is. Ali, do you know?
Does anyone know? Is anyone watching? Does anyone know? Maybe it's not suitable for work. So you just admit you don't know.
I mean, technically, I mean, it's kind of like, I think it's like a tricky situation, you know what I mean? Like if it is named in a way, it might help, it actually even might help if you are, you know, like when you're going for like a ride, you know, and you would want to see which petrol station is closest to you.
The Lamborghini petrol station.
Oh.
How cool.
I mean, that would be funny. Yeah, that might be cool. But again, like, I don't think that it's going to make much of a difference because, like, for example, like, maybe it will make a difference if you are, for your own awareness of if you're, or if you're going somewhere that you haven't been there before, you know what I mean? So you just would want to recognize, like, fine, like, I'm going to be passing by through this petrol station for this purpose, and it's closest to that. Or if you're talking to your friends and you're just, like, I don't know, redirecting each other because, you know, like, getting lost in Dubai is, like, a disaster.
I might be wrong here, but I actually, because they're not named geographically anyway, naming something geographically makes a lot of sense. It would be a lot easier if everything was, but they're not. So RTA Metro Station is very helpful if they have the geographical name. As petrol stations, because they're kind of random, this isn't too much of a big ask, and I just think it's a genius move by Emirat. They're going to get a couple of million dirhams for every, according to ARN, per station that gets renamed, so why not?
Yes, for sure. I mean, I'm excited to see the names.
Speaking of millions of dirhams.
UAE's leaders attend Asia's richest family pre-wedding bash. Now, focused on the pre-wedding bash, you guys. Now, Anant Ambani and Radhika Merchant are hosting their three-day extravagant pre-wedding celebrations. And the guest list is star-studded with names like Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, Shah Rukh Khan, and even Rihanna has performed for the couple.
This was taking over every single newsfeed this weekend, seeing those big names all together for one bash, for a pre-wedding bash. Can someone in the comments please tell me why? Is this always a thing, this pre-wedding? Like, is it the pre-wedding, and it's what, the real one is, the big one's happening in July? So are super wealthy people always having pre-wedding bashes?
Depending on the culture, by the way, and the community.
Okay.
Yes, because, like, for example, like, even in my home country, there is a city where they do actually have a pre-wedding bash.
Okay.
We don't. Not in my city. But, yeah, there are some cities. For example, my best friend's wedding. Her city, we're from the same country, but her city celebrates, like, does have, or they do hold a pre-wedding bash.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, like, it's kind of like a tradition for them. So it's a thing, of course. And to have, like, celebrities that are this big and such public figures attend just has me think. What about the wedding?
Here you're seeing the petrol station, but we might see the wedding shortly if we can just get the photos of the wedding up behind us. But let's talk about UAE public figures and the leaders who actually attended. So heading to the wedding, we saw the founder of Emaar, Mohammed Al-Abar, was in attendance. Wow. And also the UAE's Minister of Tolerance, His Highness Sheikh Nahyan bin Mubarak Al-Nahyan, and Sultan Al-Jaber, who's the ADNOC CEO.
Now, of course, as mentioned, you guys, don't forget this is just the pre-wedding, as the wedding is expected to take place in July 2024. And I wonder if Rihanna performed and if all of these amazing big public figures came, who will be there? Sheikh Mohammed.
So true. So we had Rihanna performing for $8-9 million, I believe. She hasn't performed in years. She hasn't released an album in a while, but she got together like this. Yes. She got on stage for and then also we saw who on stage together: Shah Rukh Khan, Ali K. Who were the three kind of top three? Shah Rukh Khan, Salman Khan. And Amir Khan, all together on one stage. I saw that video as well, just looking like they were having a good time. So I feel like Rihanna was kind of paid entertainment.
Of course.
But then from that side, it was more like, we're just going to celebrate our friends. They actually look like they're having a blast in the video that went viral.
That is true. But seriously, I mean, of course, no. Rihanna, like every other celebrity, faced a lot of backlash. Let's disregard that. Let's not mind that. She performed really well. And I just like, I want to ask Rihanna, like, where's the album? If watching. We've been waiting. But overall, this is, I think it, like, Indians are known to be very extravagant with their weddings. You know what I mean? Mm. And so to have that, I just like wonder, like, look at her sari, look at her outfit. I mean, it looks
so much. I love it. I love it. Yeah.
Literally, like at this point, it's like all that I can think of and all I can say and just like would want to declares like wow. I think like wow is a word that is just gonna maybe like a lot of things fall underneath the word wow.
That summarizes the whole thing.
Literally,
and
a lot of things.
Even the people kind of like Mark Zuckerberg. Mm-hmm. He never does private functions. We never see him at events. I think he hasn't done a private wedding since it was reported on Smashing Business this weekend, since a Spotify CEO or something got married. So he never does them. So the fact that he flew around the world for this just shows kind of the significance of this wedding from friends and kind of, I guess, like businesses, acquaintances as well.
That is true.
I'd love to know how much the whole thing cost. I would love to know who's designing her full gowns. Can you imagine? Like, there's probably designers all over the world, like, sending in examples, being like, I would love to do that for you. And imagine if rather than going for, like, a very famous, well-known designer, imagine she just goes for someone who's, like, who's not well-known but just, like, wants to, like, put in the work to make this so amazing. Like, that would be really interesting.
That would be really sweet as well, honestly, because, like, you know, a lot of, oftentimes, at such big weddings, we see that the brides or, like, the family all over, they would go for, like, big fashion designers rather than, they would, I would say, undermine the beginners, right? The beginners of in like fashion and so on. And you would often see that they are the people who are in the beginning of their fashion journey are so talented, and we do not recognize that enough. But I must say that her sari looks very expensive. It's, look at the diamond, look, it's just like, yeah, it's just like, I think it cost a lot. So I just wondered, and this is just by the pre-wedding, so I wonder, like, what is it gonna be at the wedding? So if you guys are watching us, just like send us pictures of the wedding and send us like as well, and maybe invite us as well.
Maybe. It happens. I would love if, so the big wedding sometimes live, like imagine this is getting so much interest from international media. Of course, local media is going to be all over this. Why not just give the public what they want and televise the whole thing live?
Yeah. That is true, because, by the way, Indian weddings are so interesting. They are so colorful and so nice. And they are, I mean, I've seen an Indian wedding, but it's not as big as that. And it was beautiful. So I just wonder how it is going to be like for them.
We will tell you when we know.
Yes.
Bringing weddings closer to home, we want to talk about Brent and Eve, who had a fairy tale wedding in Dubai this weekend. It was finally happy ever after for the famous radio DJ couple, Brent Black and Eve, this weekend after the pair tied the knot in a stunning beach ceremony on the Palm Jumeirah.
As well, Chris Faith, Pretty Malik, and loved ones took look as the popular page said that I do's on the in the most romantic beach backdrop. And while radio was not there, but love was certainly in the air for the pair. Now Brent looked
dapper,
of course, you know, in a white tuxedo, while Eve looked like the princess that she is in a stunning white gown.
I'm so sorry. I helped Farah with that, and I struggled on those words. It was dark when I was typing. They are well known, as we know, for their love of animals, and it also looks like they welcomed Dogwas from the shelter to celebrate their big day, which is super sweet. So Brent and Eve, by the way, we've had Eve on the show before.
Okay.
When she was in a show that was, I think it was like Say Yes to the Dress, and she was looking for a dress. They had a wedding, like not the full deal, in Vegas a year or two ago, and everyone's like, are they married? Are they not married? This was the real deal. It wasn't a huge crowd. It was just close friends and family. We saw a couple of videos of them just having a good time. And like this video in particular, just like having a blast, right? So it's just really sweet to see the couple finally come together. We love a wedding.
I love love. I really do. And it's beautiful at this point because they look so happy. They really do. And just like to see that just makes me feel like... See, again, this is the February theory.
What's the February theory?
Technically, you either get into a relationship or you figure out what you want and you ex a situationship or something like that out of your life.
Is that a TikTok thing?
Yeah.
I think it makes sense because of Valentine's Day. So it's like, because if it's around Valentine's Day, and you don't want to be in the relationship, you leave because you don't want to do the presents, you don't want to do the I love yous, you don't want to, because that's usually when like you kind of make a statement onto where you evaluate the relationship to be at, like how big is the gift, how small is the gift, are you sending a message versus are you sending a card? So I get the February theory.
Yeah, I mean, it's a thing, you know, and by the way, I know that the producers inside have just made fun of me because it's a TikTok thing, but it's not, by the way, a TikTok thing, you know, like the TikTok comes from a relationship expert and a psychologist. So it is a thing.
I love how TikTok does news and media in a style that we've never seen before.
Like 100%.
It brings, it establishes people and their opinion in different ways we've ever seen, and it allows conversations in all formats, and then people go down into deep dives, like even when like this book that people love, and then they really talk about the book in different ways that you could never do in blog format. TikTok is amazing.
I love TikTok. I mean, I'm Gen Z, so.
Remember what Gen I am.
You're a millennial. Yeah, you are. So guys, now let's jump to our
She's
next.
Like, yeah, you are.
Oh yeah, no, you are. Guys, I am Gen Z. And Gen Z, by the way, are very like quick to be like, they're very like quick, like, you know, they're very fast paced. Their attention span is very like short.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like easy to have them like, I don't know, you can't just like grasp them and sit them down for like so long. But yeah. You know, literally, like, for example, like I can get bored in like 4 seconds and I'd be like, fine, I'm out of this video. I just know if I'm going to watch the video or not in like 4 seconds.
We're lucky to have you for this whole show. Speaking of rapid.
Yes. So Dubai's rapid response in 8 minutes. 8 minutes, you guys, emergency aid has been answered. Now, Dubai Emergency Service has provided aid in just 8 minutes. At 12:18, the Dubai police got a call saying someone was not okay and needed help. And by 12:26 a.m., the ambulance was at the location and ready to jump into action.
It took the Dubai Emergency Services a total of 8 minutes to get on the case. So let's break that down. It took 2 minutes for Dubai police to respond to the distress call. So that was between 12:18 and 12:20. 1 minute for the ambulance to confirm help was on the way between 12:20 and 12:21, and then 5 minutes for the ambulance to reach the location, 12:21 to 12:26. I hope to God that none of us ever need emergency services in this country, but we are so blessed that they are constantly also, this is one person's story of highlighting the impeccable service that they received. However, we know that it's something that they're always trying to improve. They're always testing it out. And each year they'll report.
That's
like,
true.
The average was 7 minutes. The average was 6 minutes. So they're constantly trying to improve, which is just Great.
This is what makes Dubai Dubai, is the fact that not only is it safe to, I would say, avoid any of any emergencies and any, I would say, like thefts happening and so on all levels, you know, because an emergency is an emergency, whether you need an ambulance or you need a police. But of course, if let's say, God forbid, an emergency has happened, you will get the response as fast as that. And of course, it's not only that, because like we've talked about this so many times on the show, you know, I have lost money, I've lost things, and I would get a response immediately. I've lost the camera, and I would immediately get a response, and nothing. And it might not be an emergency as severe as this, but actually, I've even had, like, my friend had once, you know, got, we had, like, an emergency, and I had called the ambulance, and I kid you not, in half an hour, they were there.
Yeah, that it's amazing, and this is what we're talking about, is how quick that they can be.
Exactly.
Maybe even quicker than that. But so my thing is that if something happened, did you know what number to call? Because I'm going to give a quick shout out to the emergency helpline mm-hmm. numbers in Dubai, but yeah. How did you know which one? Because I feel like if something happened right now, I would question the number, because yeah. I know it, the obvious one. But actually, yes. I know that there's a couple for different emergency mm-hmm. services.
That
so
is true.
Do you know the specific ones?
Yes. Now, what's amazing in Dubai is that, of course, I received education in Dubai starting from kindergarten till, like, you know, like ever since I was like a kid. So like they would like make us memorize the numbers, which I
really?
Know for a fact. Literally, like I remember
okay,
like having an exam. So I remember that 999 was an ambulance for the ambulance for like health reasons.
Okay, we have something different here.
Okay, I'm so sorry to my school.
No, let's keep going because I've got six here. So
997.
So let's not confuse people though. So we have on this 999 for police.
Okay, yeah, sorry for that. So there's 997 for any fire emergencies.
Correct.
Okay, 991 for, I think this is the ambulance, since I mixed up.
No.
Oh, okay. Right, I'm so sorry. What is it for?
But I think it's amazing that you were learning them at school.
Yes.
Because this is the thing, because there was a couple. So let's start with 999, please.
Okay.
998, ambulance. Mm.
Yeah.
997, fire.
Fire. Yeah.
Let's say that again. 997, fire. 996, Coast Guard. Mm-hmm. 992, water failure. Mm-hmm. Good to know. 991, electricity failure. This is actually all on an SOS emergency helpline article on Love in Dubai. So if you want to have these bookmarked on your phone, always great. We hope that you never need to use them. But if you do, there's six different numbers.
Yeah.
Also, if tourists are in trouble, there's a number there that you can call for harassment and safety. There's a number for cyber crimes. There's a number. So all different ones. So therefore,
yeah.
You're not calling the wrong service and using their time when you could be calling the other one. So there's specific numbers. So emergency helpline numbers on Love in Dubai if you want to get them.
But by the way, just like a disclaimer, is that if let's say I call a number and I mix up between the numbers, because sometimes like when an emergency happens, all that you can think of is, oh my God,
exactly.
What number do I remember? I'm just going to dial it, right? They will actually help.
Of course.
They will for sure help. And not only that, is that, of course, like, so sorry to my school because they did actually teach us, and we had like an exam, like, hey, like, these are the numbers. You have a quiz tomorrow, and you need to like know them. And they were like multiple choice or something.
I love that.
But, yeah, but it is a thing. You know what I mean? Like either way, it's good to know the numbers. And if you do not know the numbers, maybe 999 is the easiest.
Can you remember what school, what class that was, and what age were you when you were when you were learning that?
Yeah, I do. I went to Rosary School, in in UAE. And we have been taught that ever since KG2. Kids KG1, you know, like you're still like learning, you know, the ABCs and so on.
So it was in primary school, the younger school.
But it does not end there. Like you continue learning them throughout like grade one, grade two, grade three, because they keep on like reminding you.
Reminding you.
I would walk in school and I would have like the numbers, like they were like stuck on the wall, just like as a reminder. Continuously
good
to
schooling.
Not forget.
Yeah. Because do you ever look back at the education that we had? And I was teaching grade one and grade two here in the UAE, and we didn't teach those numbers.
Okay.
And I'm like, maybe we should have been. But also, sorry, what's up, Hesham?
Kindergarten.
KG stands for kindergarten.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
So yeah, we were talking mm-hmm. about like what's relevant to what you learn in school yeah. versus what you can actually translate to real life. So that's why I think true. It's amazing that you were learning that from a young age, because when yes. we look back at like what do we actually use and like what actual classes make sense, like economics in secondary school makes sense.
I hate numbers. I really do.
But what other subjects make sense? English makes sense.
I mean, yeah, I loved English. I loved science so much.
But what from science, mm-hmm. for example, do you now use in your adult life?
I use a lot of things, actually. Because I remember back then learning about, the nerves and so on, because I went yeah. to a British system school, so where I had to like do the IG, and the IG it was like a book like
what's
that.
The IG?
It's the IGCSE. It's an exam for like British system schools, and it's really hard, but it has done me justice, a lot yeah. of justice, because like after that when I went to university, I knew everything because I went to an American university. But because I had been
you've done the work.
I've done the work, so it's really good. And I just like know if I'm feeling nervous or stressed, you know what I mean? Or if I have something, I know for a fact, you know what? My nervous system is not regulated. And I know how to regulate it as well.
How?
So technically, there are a lot of techniques. Now, first of all, that you will need to do.
Let's break into this.
Yes, that's.
We're going to learn some.
It is, because it's very important. I have literally like learned this at school, and it has like taught me a lot of like how to regulate my nervous system, mm-hmm. which is very simple. You just need to breathe, have like for like 4 seconds, and then keep it in for 7 seconds.
I feel like I'm doing yoga.
Yeah, and then you let it out for 4 seconds. And it's beautiful. 4 seconds in. Hold it for 7. And then
feel
for
like I'm
4.
In yoga.
It might not work
nice,
here.
Nice, I get it. I get what you
but
mean.
But
yeah,
if you're like
that.
Sitting in bed and like thinking of that, for sure it works. This is like a technique that I remember our teacher has taught us.
That's amazing.
It's a lot of
love
things.
That.
And the thing is like, because like the more that you learn about it, the more that you are aware, you know what I mean? And we've learned a lot of things. We've learned like about like nutrition and all of these things. For example, like gluten is very bad for your central nervous system. It is because like it causes inflammation in your body. Apparently, gluten, dairy products, a lot of that does cause a lot of inflammation in your body.
This was in science class?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we had like a book like that. And I remember as well, like, you know, like, technically it is an exam that is done. You have like an exam that is done. And the test results need to, you know, it's like, it's not only your test results, it's based on like all of the schools that are like in a British curriculum. Mm. So, yeah. It was so cool.
You know, I wonder if I probably learned the same stuff, but I just wasn't paying attention. Very, very possible. So if you were my teacher and you were like, Casey, we taught you this.
Oh, yeah, we taught you this.
I had my head out the window firmly thinking about nothing important. Guys, it's 9:05 on a Monday morning. Thank you so much for watching the show. We'd love if you listen to this on podcast later on, maybe on your drive home. And have a fabulous day. We'll see you tomorrow morning, same time, same place. Goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.